follow the messages on screen to listen to audio that actually information becomes available. This station
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your dirty little ear holes.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Okay, we're going to do this.
We're both here. Cameron. I feel like it's been a long time, buddy.
It's been a really long time. We're a little late.
Yeah, we are a little bit late. I had to go to Sin City.
Kobe's doing some business.
Yeah, business out in the city of Vegas. But I'm back now, and I'm ready to roll. And what are we talking about today?
We're talking about keeping our safe place safer.
Yeah.
Prepper defenses.
Prepper security.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We said security.
Prepper security. That's what we're talking about. But it's all good. It's all good.
Prepper security.
Yeah, and then we're talking about. We got a survival box to talk about today, like always.
Yep.
Our friendly folks at Survival Boxes, and we got some other stuff. So we're excited about it.
We got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but first, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com.
That was a good commercial.
It was, wasn't it?
Really good.
I didn't even try that hard.
TacPack should be super happy.
They should be, yeah. But you know, if you haven't tried the TacPack, make sure you go to TacPack.com. And if you have an AR, you're pretty much stupid, and you're an idiot if you haven't gotten one yet. You're both of those things. You're a stupid idiot.
I've convinced my wife she's going to let me build one.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
We're going to document it.
We are. So get ready for that.
It's going to be so cool.
Listener. Reviews starts now.
So, Cameron, do you want to do this?
Here's a listener review. Ready?
Go for it.
Like sitting around with friends sharing your hashtag bunker doodles.
Yeah, this is a good one. This came from iTunes.
That's the title.
The guy's name is The
Thugs Mansion.
Oh, the Thugs Mansion. I thought it said Hugs Mansion. I was like, that's
good. Like that.
Yeah.
But it's Thugs.
Yeah, 5 stars.
So 5 full stars. Mm-hmm. The recent Q&A episode finally gave us some much-needed backstory. We finally learned how Cam and Kobe's lives were thrown together by the forces of fate. Mm. According to legend, they both worked down at the docks digging ditches for pennies a day during the Great Depression. That was good remembrance of my talk there. Though they didn't really meet at that time. Instead, almost a century later, or a couple centuries.
Yeah.
Cam moved into, I'm thinking decade. No, you're right. That's about a century.
I'll say it's about a century.
Cam moved into the house across the street from Kobe, and they met casually, mm-hmm. the way they do everything.
Yes.
Now these two ageless beings have started a podcast with the knowledge they acquired by living through a depression, a recession, and 2 world wars.
Mm.
They go to Venezuela and Syria for casual vacations.
Not now, man. We get gassed if you go there.
Yeah. They take on the world, sipping from one garden hose at a time. They killed Bin Laden with a horde of tactical ferrets. These guys made me genuinely laugh, and each time I listen, I feel better prepared than I did the last week. Keep it up. Thumbs up.
That was glorious.
That was, man.
Absolutely glorious.
Is a fan.
Yeah.
The Thugs Mansion, you the man.
Yeah, you are the man. And if you guys want to be a part of this section of the podcast, go to iTunes, go to Facebook. Go to the Kindle book on Amazon and leave us a 5-star review and make it awesome.
Social media shout out.
That's almost like one of us wrote that.
I know.
Like, it's like all the details of our lives.
I'm pretty sure this was Cameron. He's just wanting to get on the podcast.
Hey, what's up?
More.
I got a new podcast called The Thugs Mansion. Everybody come to.
Come and listen. Social media shout out, guys. Today we're talking about @SilentPocket. These guys have some really cool stuff, and we're actually going to do a review as well as a shout out. You want to grab that? It's right down there. So Silent Pocket makes some really cool gear. And how would you describe what this gear is, Cam? It's like little Faraday cages for everything.
Can you hear the pockets? I bet you can't because they're silent.
They're silent.
It does look pretty stealthy.
Yeah, so what we have is...
Where's your pockets?
They're silent, man. There's some on the front. It's a backpack. Ooh. Did you hear that?
That was good.
Yeah. So this backpack is basically a Faraday cage backpack. It's waterproof. It's made from military grade nylon. It's a fantastic thing for any prepper.
Kind of see that, huh?
Yeah, everybody watching could probably see kind of what's going on there. But you can get one of these if you want to go to silent-pocket.com. This particular item, it's $179.95, but it's worth every penny because of what it does. There's
super creative. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. Some of the stuff that it does is it blows your mind. So let me tell you, military grade nylon. Basically, what it does is it makes you unhackable if you have a phone in there, if you have a laptop. Could you make any more noise?
It's supposed to be silent, but apparently.
Yeah, so if you have a laptop, you know, a cell phone, anything in there, it's unhackable. It's untraceable. You can't get GPS on anything that's in there. It's EMP proof because it's basically a Faraday cage. It blocks radiation. It blocks RFID scanning. So when you have your wallet in these things, they can't RFID scan what you got there. And it's waterproof. It's a really, really cool product. We'll probably do a live stream on it in the near future.
It deserves it.
It absolutely does.
It's hard to see on the podcast. So.
It is. But I want you guys to go check them out because they got some really cool products. They also make like wallets that are kind of the same thing.
Really do?
And then they make phone cases as well. Just like little phone. You just slip your phone in there. You're untraceable. You're unhackable. Nobody can find you. And if an EMP happens, you're golden.
That's pretty freaking amazing.
I know. So anyways, go check them out. At Silent Pocket. You can find them on Instagram. So
it's a mad world.
Well okay Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go first, don't worry about it.
I want you to.
So there's a lot of news going around.
There's a lot of
crazy
news.
I really want to mention probably it's a huge controversy, and it's a really big deal for preppers.
Oh, wow.
So
I'm excited.
Say you know your shelves are all full and everything.
Yeah,
you don't have room for mayonnaise.
Yeah. Oh,
and
I
ketchup.
Always...
Do you have room for both? Really?
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't. It's an issue.
Heinz.
Yeah.
The popular ketchup brand. I'm gonna read this because it's.
Oh, go ahead.
Really
yes,
good.
Go ahead.
Took to Twitter Thursday with a poll about potential product launch, and it came up with mayo chip.
What?
It's mayonnaise and ketchup mixed.
What?
Basically fry sauce with a terrible name.
It's fry sauce.
Yeah. So 500,000 votes for yes.
Wow.
We'll release it to you saucy Americans. This is what was weird.
Uh-huh.
While the product is already available in some countries in the Middle East.
What?
Where the freak is that?
Like, the Middle East?
Hey, Dubai, thanks for making mayo chip. But
putting on their falafel over there or something?
This is huge news because you can eliminate all these bottles for your fry sauce.
Yeah, you just
combine them both.
Just cut them in half.
It's just boom. You got one bottle of mayo chip or a couple.
Mayo chip.
And it's two in one. Put it on sandwiches.
If you're from Utah, you know what this fry sauce thing is we're talking about. If you're not, you might not understand fry sauce. But in Utah, we have sauce that we put on our fries. And basically, it's ketchup and mayonnaise mixed. So this kind of solves that issue. Or you can just go buy fry sauce.
Well, the thing that was weird is Puerto Ricans, they said that,
no, really?
we came up with this a long time ago.
Oh.
I'm like, what? Puerto Ricans? What do they come up with?
They're on an island. How are they going to do that?
I know. So apparently it was like a Caribbean cuisine, plantains and rice with fry sauce. I'm like, come on.
Plantains and rice with fry sauce?
Anyways.
That's disgusting.
So this was made for the prepper.
Wow.
Mayo chip.
That's fantastic.
Check it out. It's real.
The world is mad. There's no doubt that it's mad. So, mine.
But in real mad news.
Yeah. There's some crazy stuff going on. And I want to read a headline to you guys real quick. This is from.
Who's Trump going to war with today?
Yeah. Well, this is sort of talking about that, but not necessarily. Russian state TV tells viewers to pack essentials for World War III bomb shelters, including iodine to protect against radiation.
Are you kidding?
This is Russian-owned state TV.
Ugh.
Yeah, this is it's coming from Mr. Putin.
No wonders they didn't really care too much about North Korea. They already had their plans.
Yeah. So, what did they say? Their Kremlin-owned channel suggested the ideal supplies for survival and told people to pack iodine to protect the body from radiation.
Like Russians care about other Russians.
I know. It's just so true. It's like, whatever, we got lots of you all. You die, we'll get you more.
Just hide and take your iodine.
There's 9,000 Vladimirs out there. I'll get another one. You know, it's not a big deal. But what they say here, I got to read some of this. It's pretty funny. So the bombshell advice stated the food supply for Doomsday includes many items, but the main idea behind packing an emergency stock is less sweets, more water. I don't know. If, like,
genius.
Yeah, they just think automatically, like, oh, I got to get chocolate. I don't know.
Vodka and chocolate.
Vodka, chocolate, I live forever.
Molotov and juice. Vodka juice.
I like all the juices. The vodka juice and...
the Toshonka juice.
Yeah. This says, pack rice. It can be stored for up to 8 years and oatmeal for 3 to 7 years.
Oh, man. Rush is pushing the prepping?
Yeah, dude.
Let's get our podcast out there.
The Russian favorite of buckwheat only lasts 1 year, they were informed. That buckwheat ain't... No, that's not going to... It's just a redneck Russian. That buckwheat ain't going to do good with your vodka and whatnot down that bunker.
Well, don't give... I can't even do it. I can't mix the two.
Yeah. So anyways...
Why don't you go to it?
What was that?
I don't know.
I don't even understand that. So anyways, stuff is going down. And obviously today, as we are producing this podcast, just a few hours ago, Trump said that he actually... struck Syria.
And Russia's like, no, don't strike it or we're going to be pissed.
Yeah. So anyways, happening.
Yeah, we're lighting a fire under everybody's
butt. The world is mad. But moving
on. The police officers, United States is going to... Yeah. Everybody, we got to... Nobody does anything. But I guess the French are behind us and...
Oh, wow.
I know. So at least we're not acting alone.
What are they going to do? We will bring croissant... we'll bring the croissant to the soldiers.
Oh, thank you for I can't even.
That was a Mexican.
I can't do this now. Yeah, I just saw a French lady at the clinic today.
Did you?
Yeah, I had to use Google Translate.
You're like, hey, French lady. Is that what you said?
What got going wrong?
Hey, French lady, what's wrong with your body?
What's wrong with your eye, baby? It wasn't.
Wee
wee my eye.
That's exactly what the French lady sounded like.
Anyway,
today we're talking about prepper.
Hey, they're like mayo ketchup. That's
how do they? What do they call
to
it?
Put mayo, on our fries?
Mayo chip? I don't know how they.
Anyway,
say
okay,
it.
Yeah.
Prepper security. Today is what we're talking about. Prepper security. What do you think about that, Cam?
I think that it's very important because you're either going to need to defend yourself and your stuff.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be gone already.
So
we're going to talk about how.
Yeah, we're talking about a kind of a lot of different, So I'm going to go into basically your home now, like if you're bugging in or if you're just trying to keep secure now, that's kind of some of the stuff I'm talking about, some tips, some ideas.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, SHTF does happen and you want to keep your house more secure when that does happen.
Yeah.
We got some stuff for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hey, Cam's
Google,
got other stuff.
Prepper lockdown.
What's prepper lockdown?
Just locks everything.
Yeah.
Why set up a defense?
Hey, Google, tremors. That's my
what?
Trigger word. Yeah. Tremors.
That's a good idea. Just shuts everything, all the lights, your thermostats drop to zero.
Exactly.
That'd be so crazy.
It would.
So why set up defenses? You've got all of your safety, your food supplies and everything.
Why you set up defenses?
You don't think your neighbors are crazy until they're in crisis.
That's
Doesn't
true.
No matter how well you know somebody, they could be a little bit shady.
I've got some of them that are already shady.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
You do, actually. Yeah. More probably than me.
Yeah, probably.
I've seen some sketchy people around.
Yeah.
That's why I got out.
That's why I busted.
I moved right away. But, so neighbors can turn on you, and then who knows what else.
Yeah.
You know, once law and, you know, the public protection is gone, they're out there to get you. They're out to get us. So looters, scavengers, you know, you've got to protect all your stuff. You've got to protect your family. And hey, maybe it's zombies. I don't know. Maybe it's the, what do we call them? Russianese?
Russianese, yeah. Rhinese.
They might be coming on in there.
Never know.
What was it?
Rhinese.
Was it Rhinese?
Yeah.
I want to think, why am I thinking it was like Indian? Anyway.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, so your defenses on the outside. I'm going to talk about the outside perimeter.
So more like your perimeter around the house.
So a little further out from, you know, your garden gnomes and your, you know, whatever, your sprinkler system.
Yeah. out there.
That's going to be the first thing you're going to protect. Nobody's sucking on off.
That's what we needed, like a sprinkler system security protocol or something.
Somebody
like that.
Somebody tries to pop that head up and they get shocked.
Yeah.
Ain't sucking on that head.
Suck on another person's head, man.
You can get shocked. Anyway, so first thing is like having a good exit strategy. So
yeah.
Think about that first. If you're going to have to bug out and you got all these defenses, well, I'm stuck in here now, too.
I'm so well defended, I can't get out.
It's got sandbags 20 feet high. I can't get out. So you got to think of a good exit strategy for your safety, you know. That's number one thing. Plan around that.
Yeah.
Because you may be bugging out.
You may be, and hopefully you don't have to. Like we always say, you know, bugging in should be your number one priority in any SHTF.
You're going to last a lot longer.
You're always going to last longer. But if you have to bug out, it becomes very critical to have a plan to get the hell out of there.
So have a good plan for multiple routes, whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. Group versus lone wolf. So, you know, we've talked about setting up your prepper group. You know, hopefully you have some neighbors and stuff that are going in with you. I don't know. Maybe you have your individual. I got my police officer, I got my fireman, got my butcher.
Sounds like you got the village people going to do the YMCA.
That's true.
Got a construction worker,
all right,
an Indian.
Dance.
I got an Indian. YMCA.
You probably could get one right here.
No, you could.
But
Native
so,
American.
Yes.
All right.
Correction. Group versus lone wolf, obviously.
Yeah.
Lone wolfing it or defending your family by yourself is going to be a lot tougher.
Yeah. Honey, where you going? Lone wolfing it. Out of here.
I'm going to be on the roof alone, killing people. So with a group, obviously, things are going to be way easier to defend different locations within your perimeter and patrolling, you know. So anyway.
It's a critical thing,
so
I think
about that
for any
for
prepper.
Defenses, really think about,
it's critical.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I know.
Yeah.
So if you're lone wolfing it, you got to think about force multipliers. That's what a lot of people talk about.
Mm.
So what are they? I don't know. I just put it in here.
I know
it looks great.
I know my multiplications.
Anyways, you take force times it by 10.
Force.
Take the remainder. So basically, it's getting more done with the same amount of effort. So you're basically by yourself, but you're using technology and whatever else to do what only a group could do. I don't know. Something like that.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
So I don't know. I wasn't in the military. So remember that you're having to defend 360 degrees behind you, in front of you.
Yeah.
You're 3 o'clock. You're 9 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
You got all kinds
6 o'clock.
It's not linear. You don't look right in front of
what
you.
What time is it?
Defend the front door, all the rest are fine.
Front door's locked down. I'm fine.
I think that one's locked backyards. Okay. So Kobe probably has a little bit on this too, but trying to deter that person is probably the first thing you want to do. Try and scare
him. Is he
him,
deterred?
Like, hey, that deterred.
I just deterred that guy.
That group, they're all a bunch of deterred people just running away.
They're deterred, man.
They seem confused. The bunch of them's deterred. So how do you do that? Loud alarms. Signs, paintings. It's paintings. And this is a nice painting. You should sing. Yeah, but I meant like graffiti. Oh, this is a really nice painting.
This is a Van Gogh.
Put that up.
Watch it.
I'm gonna shoot that or break it.
Never mind, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Whoa, somebody could tear that up. I ain't gonna go.
I just saw Picasso. Get the hell out.
Everybody, oh, wait a minute. That's really nice.
That's funny.
Anyway.
Anyways.
So, putting big signs up. Beware of dogs. Beware of children. Children at play.
We got gonorrhea.
STDs galore.
Yeah.
Do not come here.
Venereal disease lives here.
Ground zero for venereal disease of the town. Okay. CDC.
Just like your ex-girlfriend's Gucci in here.
Lots of death and blood and people all over. Don't come here. So, basically you want to scare them off. That's the best thing. Nobody wants to confront somebody with a gun, so just scare
Nobody
them off.
Nobody does, no.
So, doing some recon beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, where you live, where, you know, hilltops, rooftops. Like, what's the best way of you seeing the area? And, you know, basically you want to have the advantage.
Yeah.
Other things that you can use, you know, put your drone up.
Yeah.
So if you're
really, you're
kind of like, you know, is military coming to town, buzz your drone up there.
See what's going on.
Take some pictures.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Or just view it live and just kind of see what's going on.
So if you're, maybe stick your GoPro Karma drone battery in a Faraday cage.
Yes. So that your in your silent pocket bag.
Yes, exactly.
See?
And then you can throw that up and use that as a spy.
Yeah.
And Kobe has a little more on like cameras and stuff, but
yeah, little,
yeah,
little.
You can actually set up, which I've done before. Don't judge me, but like Kobe and I, when we used to play board games across the street, I just put my router out on my out on the porch, on a chair, and then I connected, like I had a phone in the house, looking down the hall to make sure my kids weren't running around with knives and stuff, and then I had. I just used my phone connected to the router. There was no internet.
Yeah.
It was just using the Wi-Fi signal.
The local network,
So you could just do that within your perimeter. You don't, you know, if power's out, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, you could be running that router on a generator.
And they make a lot of relatively inexpensive systems like that that you can get. I mean, you could go down to Harbor Freight and get, like, for $80, you can have, like, a camera system for your house, you know, so that's not that expensive.
So I've been kind of setting up a little bit at my house, different cameras and stuff.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're outside the house.
They're outside.
Just to let you know.
Yeah.
Not those cameras. That teddy bear took that. but yeah, it's really actually pretty simple to set up. And if the power goes down or you're running on a generator, you know, you don't need the internet.
No.
So, anyways, those are some ways to kind of get a better view of the entire perimeter without a group.
Absolutely.
Secure the area without being there. Motion detectors, you can get some relatively cheap sensors.
Yeah.
You just go off if something crosses. That's how sensors work. Well, I'm not going to go into the details.
We're going to get into the technical sensor jargon.
But essentially, if you walk by it, it goes off.
Yeah.
Using like just lights everywhere, you know, what was the one with Will Smith? Remember, he had those super bright lights all over the zombie one.
Oh, yeah.
I am legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like just like super bright.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to shoot towards something if you're just blinded by a bunch of spotlights. So you could look like a crazy fool, put your KC lights on top of your house.
Yeah, you could.
But anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Lots of lighting helps you. And it helps the bad guys not trip and stuff.
Yeah. We're going to go. Some of this is going to be a little redundant because I'm going to go over some of this as well. But
yeah,
it's all good to go over.
Yeah.
Very good.
We want it to be burned into your brain.
Yes. Memory burn.
One thing I thought was pretty cool. So Kobe and I went and saw Quiet Place, which we highly recommend.
Very much
Such
recommend
an
going
awesome
seeing
show.
That,
it's
that
like
movie.
My dream bug out location.
Man, it just like just the opening piece of that movie. Everything
phenomenal.
Everything was really good.
So definitely go see it.
It
if you're a prepper fan and listen to this, which you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go see it. Anyways, I liked that they had like the lights strung out and they changed the color for emergency and stuff.
Yep.
That's such
it's really
an
cool.
Awesome idea.
It's a good idea. Yeah.
Anyway.
Especially if you have a group, you know, and you want to be able to communicate, but you don't have maybe you don't have, you know, 2A radios or something going on at the time, but you can communicate
like,
in other
these
ways.
Lights around.
Yeah.
And if they turn red, you know that that group can
alternate,
come down and help you.
It's always good to have alternate communications in whatever way that is.
So, and I was going to mention something about communication in a bit. But
I'm
anyways,
sorry.
That's cool. No, I was just saying.
I'm so sorry.
So, noise. Obviously, making as much noise as possible to trigger, you know, that's a great alarm. Tin cans, put steelies in them, balls.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So it's rattly.
Rattly.
You know, run a string around your perimeter. Have a bunch of pots and pans hanging on it.
Why not?
It's hard to not bump into those.
It really is.
Trip wires that set off, you know, alarms or anything that flashes sounds, causes seizures.
There's a lot of like DIY stuff that you can find like on Pinterest of like how to build these different little trip alarms with like mouse traps with like glow sticks and all this kind of crazy stuff that you can do.
Yeah.
But just go
there's
check
some
out some
really
of that
good
stuff.
YouTube videos on a bunch of this stuff.
Yeah, there's tons.
But yeah, make a little deadfall, you know, that just causes a lot of noise.
Dude.
So it startles everybody.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, you could just leave kids' toys. You know, you don't need to put them any strategic way.
Just let
no
them play
matter
with their
what,
toys.
In the middle of the dark, you will step on it and it'll go off.
You absolutely
and
will.
For some reason, it'll be 10 times louder than it normally is.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's sleeping. Anyway, kids' toys, they're a good thing. Just scatter them everywhere. Dogs are an excellent defense. They bark. It's the number one reason. That's the number one reason I don't have them.
Yeah.
Because they drive me nuts. But great for defense and warning you. Kobe probably has some more on that. Slow them down. So fences, walls, dig a trench if you're crazy. Maybe you have an excavator and you can dig up this massive freaking hole in your
get
yard.
A moat out front.
I'll change my notes here.
Go ahead. But I think, you know, you can get a moat. You can get a big old trench.
You could.
You could do a lot of different
Amazon,
things.
Hey, Amazon, order me a moat.
I got that brand new moat on Amazon.
I got my moat coming prime.
Yeah. Amazon, free shipping.
But yeah, whether it be humans, zombies,
yeah,
inhumans, miniature aliens.
miniature.
Or giant aliens.
Yeah.
You know, you want to slow them down in any way you can. You want to, like, when you build these defenses around your house, maybe your defense is to be up in a sniper tower. So
yeah.
Slow them down, but you also want that stuff to be penetrable. You don't want to set up a perfect shooting range
yeah.
for them, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a big cement barrier to hide behind.
And obviously some of this is insane. We're
it's
talking
super
about
insane.
Like you're not going to have
I love
a but you might have a bug out location that you want to do some of this stuff with for sure, you know. But
yeah.
Take what you can take from some of this, like, you know, sniper, you know, nest. I don't know if you're going to have that
exactly.
at your house, but you might.
Yeah.
You might.
And then one
on
of the best things that everybody talks about, you know, barbed wire or
yeah.
or razor wire.
Yeah.
I mean go down
too.
To Lowe's. Can I get 65 feet of razor wire?
Y'all got that razor wire on sale?
I need about 20 bags, sandbags. Put
yeah.
those in the back. And then, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to need 100 feet of razor wire.
100 feet of razor wire.
Can we get that in the back of my pickup?
I want that medium grade stuff, not that low grade stuff.
I want a razor sharp. Make sure it's not rusted.
You put that high grade stuff in there. I can't
chip,
afford
chip.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and trenches we talked about.
Trent.
Trenches.
You got a friend named Trent. Get him out into your yard.
Hey, guys, dig that trenches.
Hey, Trent's out there. We're good.
pits, you know, do guerrilla warfare.
Yeah.
Hide in holes. Put a bunch of trenches.
Hide in holes.
Put a bunch of pits. Poop on the sticks and stick them in the ground, Vietnam style.
What the hell you got out in your yard? I got a bunch of pits, man.
But really. This is serious.
But really.
And then I put on there right after this, low detection, avoid suspicion. After digging a trench. And
hey, Jeremy, why you got them pits in your yard? Don't worry about it. Just
what you doing with those cement barriers?
I
shut up.
Just aerating.
Worried about a flood.
Worried about the floods and whatnot.
But, yeah, you could be really stealthy, you know, maybe just build a
yeah.
big wood pile. I'm just storing my winter wood pile in the front yard,
yeah.
big old wall.
Yeah. This is just an old razor wire I had out back.
Oh, yeah, my wife says I need to put it up.
My wife's afraid of the magpies
she
landing on
the She doesn't want it
fence.
In the back and the kids getting cut up, so I'm going to put it up front.
My wife said the magpies are getting too big. You got to shoot them, she said.
Ferrets are getting all cut up.
yeah.
Anyway, so foxholes. So if you have this big perimeter and you have a lot of time on your hands and you're completely psycho,
yeah.
you can dig a bunch of trenches over to different foxholes shooting locations.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny, there's websites that are like dead serious about this.
Oh yeah.
But it would be sweet, you know.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I got shot from the rear, where is he? And then you just run across in a hole over to the next side.
Yeah.
Oh, he's shooting from the front. So you build a bunch of foxholes. Pretty crazy.
I like how like the accent changed when you're in the rear and then
rear.
The front.
Yeah, the rear.
I'm in the rear. You must shoot in front of the front.
That's two people. That's a group.
Oh, it's two different people. That's what it is.
This was actually kind of a good idea is if you have, so maybe you don't have a foxhole, but you have a shooting location sandbagged on the top of your house.
Yeah.
Which would be super bad, eh?
Well, you know, you don't even have to have that like right now, but you could have it ready to set up
yeah.
come SHTF. You could have
yeah.
sandbags or bags of sand, you
yeah.
know, ready
well,
to go.
You can, yeah, you can buy the bags,
yeah.
you know, and just maybe have kids' sand pile stocked up.
Yep, ready to go, shoveled
up,
out there,
yeah.
ready to go.
But putting distance markers to know the range of shooting, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you have this really large, that also would kind of freak me out, you
yeah.
know.
Did it?
I'm going to go raid this zone. What the, why has it got a 100-yard shooting? It's got a bunch of bullet holes in it. I'm not going to that house.
No.
So that's another thing to kind of deter
But you
people.
Can mark it actually with different paintings.
That's true.
That's
true.
You know, that really freaked him out.
Is this a golf range?
What is going on here?
But yeah, 400 meter, 600 meter.
These paintings are disorienting.
Why's Van Gogh over at the 400 meter range?
Ain't got no damn ear.
He shot it off. sorry, I'm trying to keep focusing.
I digress.
redirect people.
Yeah.
So you're going to build your defenses, maybe to funnel people in the direction that you want them. Mm-hmm. Maybe at the end of that.
To your neighbor's house.
You have a tree chopper. A tree chopper set up. They're going to walk right into it.
Fargo style.
They just walk right into it.
I'm just sending mine to my neighbor's backyard. What the hell am I in the next house now?
How am I in a corn maze? Doesn't make any sense.
There's a guy with a chainsaw.
Now I'm in a bounce house. What is all this crap taking me?
Bounce house.
But yeah, so set up your defenses that push them into an area that maybe, you know, you have set up best to defend yourself and shoot them, kill them.
That's what you do.
That's all you're doing.
No, it is true though. You can. I'm going to talk about that a little.
So
I think
just
I maybe
scatter them
about.
All over. Maybe have a better plan of like.
Yeah.
Funneling them over, to your neighbors. That's a better idea.
That's what I'm saying.
Put up signs that say Walmart 2 feet from, 10 feet from here. Look, yeah. And people walk
Mountain
right past.
Dew and jerky over here, free.
Gun shop at neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Back window open.
We got porn and gun magazines. Come on over. Oprah lives here. I don't know.
Bunch of Tashanka downstairs. Next door. So yeah. Funnel them, get them out of your place, have them go where they think is more important.
Yes.
Maybe you grow a hedge. Start growing a hedge that funnels them directly into.
I gotta grow a hedge?
A death pit.
I'm gonna have to get a hedge fund.
You may start and just grow this hedge that guides them towards this pit. What's that? Nothing.
that's your answer. What's that? Nothing.
Nothing. That's just my hedge.
That's my hedge. I had a hedge fund. Now I got a hedge.
Maybe control your enemy. Get him to go where
control
you
control your enemy. I like that one.
Yeah. So now that we got through that ridiculousness, unique tools and weapons and ideas. So do it yourself. You can make a remote gun turret. This was the coolest
I saw that.
I saw.
I saw that thing.
It's so cool.
But they used like a paintball gun or something.
It was like an airsoft. And they were shooting balloons. And he's like, he's controlling it with these like wood pegs.
His wife's in the background going, oh, shit. This idiot. I'm married this asshole.
I want to make a Nerf one. Just like, woohoo. Yeah. You kids, get out of here.
Time to get up, kids.
it's pretty simple and pretty cheap. Super basic plywood. He has like a pistol on it. Oh, man. It looks so cool. But you just use like brake and clutch. Brake and clutch cables from like bikes. So you've just got a little pulley system. And then you just. Yeah, you remotely hook it up, a little servo.
You're going to have to share that on Facebook or something.
It's the video is seriously worth watching. It's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you want to get creative and not be in the line of fire, put a bunch of turrets up.
Yeah, do it.
A little cheap plywood Lowe's special.
Yeah.
And then do it yourself, security cameras like I was talking about. You can just do like, a closed non-internet setup where you can have multiple cameras running. And then you were going to talk about the other thing. So... Then the last thing, have a good comm system, whether it be with lights, communication, walkie-talkies with other neighbors. So if they're getting attacked or if you're getting attacked, you can say, I need you to come and kill them from behind.
Yes.
I need you to come from 6 o'clock. You can coordinate. 6 o'clock. This is me and Kobe have a little thing,
We don't say the end of the word. 6 o'clock.
ETA. Yeah. But you can basically coordinate an ambush on, if you have a group set up. So cool stuff.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Get your comms up.
Yeah, so, that's kind of a lot of what he talks about, like we said, is kind of the outer perimeter of your area, like your home or your bug out location or whatever it might be. So now I'm going to talk about a little bit more. Some of this is overlapping, but I'm going to talk a little bit more about the actual home. Yeah, see you later. That's what I'm talking about. What are you doing, bro?
Camera.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. He's always worried about his camera. So the first thing I want to talk about is we've talked about this before in different ways, but becoming the gray man, and what I put is becoming the gray neighbor. You know what I mean? And so digging pits and moats probably isn't your best option.
Paint your whole house gray.
Yeah. No. Don't let the world, especially your immediate neighbors, know all the things that you have going on, because once stuff goes down, you're the first place they're going to go. We talked about this in the Gray Man episode, but this is exactly where they're going to go. They're going to go to your house. They're going to come in and they're going to try and take your Tashanka or whatever it might be.
They will.
No, no. First thing. So become the gray neighbor. That's your very most important thing about all this. Don't build a pit in your front yard.
Yeah. So all that I talked about,
yeah.
Do it forget after
it.
The fact.
Forget it. Yeah, exactly. You know, and this kind of goes into another area of OPSEC, you know, beware of social media and loose lips, you know.
Tell me what this means.
So this is, you know, kind of like your everyday security, but if you're going out of town for a week or 2 weeks or something like that, don't put it like on Facebook, hey, just left my house. Unlock the front door, leaving for Vegas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just be smart about it. Don't be
turd it up.
Turds up. See if you can get past it, guys. Send me pictures.
Don't shut down the power grid.
Yeah. So, you know, just be careful of that. You know, you have to, you know, tell certain people you're going to watch your house or whatever, but you don't need to tell everybody.
Yeah.
You know, social media, some people get in trouble sometimes.
A lot of people.
With social media. And yeah, although I just said I was in Vegas on social media, but it was that. Don't worry about that. But was I? Mm-hmm. And so we talked. Cam talked about this a little bit. I'm just going to go over it again. Give them visual obstacles when they're coming to the front of your home. Have things out there that they can like immediately see. That's going to make it hard to get to your house. You know, have a big old fence out there. You know, a 6 foot fence is pretty tough to get over. Alarm signs. You know, a sign that says I got an alarm. That's what an alarm sign is. And like we said, shrubs and bushes
I see.
Can you explain this one more time? Yeah, shrubs and bushes around the window, so it's really hard to get like right up to the window. You know what I mean?
Did you say Willie?
Really? I said really, but I could have said Willie.
That's really hard to get up there.
My dad said really hard to get to my window because of that shrub.
Don't come over here. It's really hard.
That's what the sign's going to say. Really hard to get in his house.
Oh, that's really hard.
It's hard, but man,
I'm not gonna attack Dallas really hard.
Dallas looks hard, but Dallas looks really hard.
Everybody, let's attack this one. That was really hard, and let's go. This one, BD.
This one's easy.
This one's easy, guys.
That one's really hard. Yeah, so that's
so stupid. I got a bunch of lint in my mouth. Gross.
Okay, moving on from that. Dogs. We talked. Cam briefly mentioned it, but you know, if you have a freaking big old German Shepherd or a Pit Bull or something like that out in your front yard, it's gonna be really hard to get in.
Willie.
You can name dog Willie. Do.
Well, you got alarmed and dogs really hard. Okay.
Big dogs and small dogs, honestly, are good. My dog, if somebody breathes hard out in the front yard, it starts barking.
It does. Every time I come over.
Yeah. And then he just wants to lick your ankles and stuff. But, yeah.
That's scary.
It is. But you know, just that the early warning when there's sound and stuff, and somebody's trying to come in, even if it's a small dog, at least it you know it gives you that audible warning. You just keep thinking
of. I can't think of that. I can think of that. I can see that scat that looter at the woolly on.
Oh. Oh my gosh, man!
Everybody
got a backpack on. That guy. Yeah. You know, bright blue black backpack. Backpack.
Blah blah. We're doing it late tonight.
Yeah, it's late. So, like Cam did mention this, but consider, you know, getting an actual alarm system on your home. You know, your everyday situations, it's going to be a huge deal to have an alarm system. It's a huge deterrent for anybody who's looking to break into your house. If they see you have an alarm, it's over. I mean, most of the time they're not even going to attempt to come in. You can get stuff for relatively cheap these days. You can even get stuff that isn't like a monthly fee, but you still have the audible alarm at the house, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I've been setting up quite a bit. Or have I?
Or have you?
But it's actually, I mean, there's a lot of cheap stuff out there.
I'm
getting spied on, I'm sure, by China.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All the cheap crap I'm putting in there. That'll get taken out quick.
A tire rain gets you down.
We know what he have in the basement.
We see all that food in that basement. Tire rain come
he
get you.
A tuck pack.
He got so many of that. yeah, so I mean, it doesn't make any sense if you have the money to do it, get an alarm. It's going to really help you. You know, now it's going to help you in an SHTF situation too. It's, you know, looters are going to move to the Willy Easy house next door when you have an alarm. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so, you know, that goes, the motion sensors, motion detectors that you can get throughout your house, video cameras like we talked about, and then you can even get, like, the window break detector. As soon as your window breaks, it goes off, you know? Very good. But, you know, there's a flip side to that, that it also does tell the looters or the bad dudes that you might have something good in there, you know, because you're not getting an alarm if you ain't got shit in your house. You're just not, you know? So, you just got to be careful, you know? Multiple locks on all doors, and you absolutely, on all exterior doors, you have to have a deadbolt. If you don't have a deadbolt,
you're dead.
Yeah, you're done. You're dead. You're already dead. Just go. Yeah, you're done. So I read a thing actually that said that 85% of burglaries happen through a door. So 85% of the time they're getting through a door. So what that tells me,
where most people go, let's go through here.
Yeah. There's a door here. Should we try going through that way?
That window's really hard.
That's really hard. Let's go through the back wall.
I've kind of turned Bostonian. Bostonian.
It's wicked hard. Wicked really hard. You know? So reinforce your door and your door frame. Another study I read said that a 12-year-old can kick in most doors.
Why'd you read that?
I was reading door studies. I was reading the door study manual.
Interesting.
Not a study. You know, a 12-year-old. That's really young.
What? Get the 12-year-olds and break down that door. That totally turned Bostonian.
Yeah, that was, it's getting bad. So for about like $70 from Amazon or Lowe's, you can actually get something called Door Armor Max. Basically, it's metal that reinforces your door jamb, your deadbolt, and your hinges. And those are, you know, absolutely the most important pieces when somebody's kicking in a door, because your door frame, you know, it's just wood. It's not that difficult to kick through if you've ever tried. So doing that will really make it much more difficult to break through for $70, you know, and especially with your front and your back door. Do it.
Okay. Door Armor Max.
Yeah.
Door Armor Max. Willy, willy hard to get through. Willy, willy.
Man.
Awesome. That would be, that would be a good commercial.
It would. So there's a few other things you can get too. Look at like door security wedges. I think we've all seen those. They just go under the door, and when they try and kick through it or something, they're actually like an alarm that goes off on some of those.
Yeah, I saw those. They're cool.
But they make it harder to get through too. And there's locking arms that you can get, so...
Everybody lock on.
Everybody lock on.
Grab my wrist.
Looters out there. Lock on.
It's time to initiate locking arms.
Now don't move.
We ain't getting through this.
Like to see them get just a willy hog to get through.
Between the security wedge and the locking arms, nobody getting in here.
Yeah. Peephole cover.
Yeah.
You never thought about that.
I didn't think.
But they actually make reverse people viewers. You can buy them on Amazon. So.
Okay. Do they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, you can go and put them up to the hole, and it reverses it so you can see in.
No way.
No shit. It's really real.
Creepy.
No. That's what I'm saying.
I don't
have
a peeper, so that's good.
You don't what?
I don't have a peeper hole.
Oh.
I just said peeper.
Thought you said something else.
I'm not a peeper.
I'm not a peeper. Yeah, so they actually make those, and a lot of there's criminals that use them because they can go in and they can see what's going on.
That's nuts. I want one.
I know. You can go get one. So if you have a peephole, get a cover that you can go on that so they can't just go look through and see what's going on. Did you ever see the Seinfeld where they reverse their peepholes?
No.
Yeah, Kramer's like, I reverse my peephole. I don't care what's going on inside. No, I don't care if anybody watches.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Didn't it show Kramer in his apartment like a couple of times?
He's like looking at the door and shit. Yeah,
I saw parts of
that's
that
funny.
One.
It's funny.
Surprisingly, yes. I haven't seen very many, but that one I did remember.
We talked about fences already. It's a must for perimeter defense. But like Cam mentioned, barbed wire and razor wire is going to be worth their weight in gold come SHTF. Mm-hmm. So just go grab a roll of each or one or whatever and just keep it in your garage or your shed or whatever, you know?
Yeah, wait for sale.
Yeah, wait for sale.
Ace Hardware.
Get it, buy one, get one free sale. BOGO, razor wire.
Buy mulch and razor wire today.
Yeah.
Buy one, get one free.
Exactly. So that's something you should really think about. Light your perimeter. Cam talked about this as well. Motion lights, keep porch lights on a timer. So as soon as, you know, it's dark, those come on. Solar lights in different key areas are also very nice to have. Solar lights are always great because, you know, the grid goes down, they're still going to work for a while anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Consider locks on some internal areas of your home. You
inside
know,
your pants. Lock it down.
Lock it down. Keep it wrinkly. Yeah, so if there's parts, you know, in your basement or wherever it is that you're keeping a lot of your stuff, get a lock on there. That's just one more thing that people have to get through.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a gate on the exterior, have a lock on that. Again, one more obstacle that they have to get through. Landscape with thorny or prickly plants. And shrubs.
Ooh.
Again, it's hard.
I haven't planted my front yard. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get a bunch of thorns.
Yeah.
Sticker weeds.
Exactly. So, obviously, if you have those good up idea. Against your house, what'd you say?
Just put a bunch of sticker weeds so you get through that.
Get through that, idiot. Yeah, so that makes it really hard. If somebody wants to get over those or through those or into the window, that's going to be tough, you know? So, have you ever heard of security window film?
Yeah, no, I actually looked it up
did
tonight.
You?
Huh?
Yeah, it's actually kind of cool stuff, especially on lower windows that are on like the first floor. Basically,
I kind of want to put them in my basement.
I know, I do too. So basically a film, it's kind of like, you know, tint, but you don't, well, some of them are tinted, but you can get them just clear so you don't see them.
So it kind of turns it into a windshield, essentially.
It kind of
like
does.
When it breaks, it just
yeah.
just stays
and it
there.
Even makes it a little bit harder to break, too.
Does it?
It makes it stronger.
Cool.
Yeah. So,
awesome now.
Yeah, they're a little bit harder to break, and there's not like when, you know, when glass shatters, it just goes everywhere, and there's shards and whatnot. This keeps it all together in like one.
That would make you shard your pants.
Yeah. And we were like, whoa, that was really crazy. Shard my pants and whatnot.
I need some of that.
Yeah, so you can get that on Amazon too. So that's something to look into.
Yeah, I did look into it tonight, actually.
Yeah.
I was like, that stuff's cool.
That's very cool, yeah. So, safe room. I don't know if we've ever... Have we ever talked about a safe room on the podcast?
We have a little.
Have we? Okay.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it, I think, more in the urban survival, like...
Okay, yeah.
A little safe room that...
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's worth going over, again. A safe room, I think, is something that is not a bad idea for anybody, really, because your outer defenses or perimeter gets breached. You want to have a place that you can fall back to if they're coming in and you need to defend whatever you got, you know? You don't want to die. So think about a safe room. It needs to be easily accessible. So it doesn't – you can't be through a maze and up and down under this and whatnot. You got to have it easily to get to. The door needs to be strong and it has to be lockable. A safe room isn't very safe if it doesn't lock and have a door.
Let's
all right?
Do this in the front room
yeah.
with the arch. Open.
There has to be ample storage to accommodate several days worth of supplies because you might be stuck in there for a little bit. You know, you're going to have a poop bucket. You're going to have water. You're going to have food. And you're going to have whatever medical supplies you might need if somebody's on, you know, drugs or medication. Drugs too, whatever. That too.
You can be safe too. You're on drugs, I know.
Come on in here, you meth head.
That. Under my old house, under that porch, I always wanted to put a big steel safe door because it's just a big cement box.
Exactly. So that's a good idea. Make sure that you do have some sort of a communication method with the outside world if you have to, so you can call your brother.
Cup and string.
Hey, get on over here. I'm stuck in my safe room. Not very safe.
Lock myself in again.
Gosh damn it.
Went
are you home?
Some SpaghettiOs and got locked in.
Keep door wedges inside too. Those are really great for security.
Wedging
doors and whatnot. The next thing is probably the first thing that a lot of people think about is firearms.
Yeah.
Having some firearms for personal safety and security for your home. Obviously, shotguns and handguns are probably going to be best bet here because you're in close quarters. You know, an AR is probably okay, but it's just a little tougher to maneuver and to aim and whatnot. You know, big old long sniper rifle ain't gonna work. It's gonna be tough. Your 50 cal in there is gonna be tough.
Still.
Yeah. So a shotgun, a handgun. Make sure you know how to use it. Make sure you're smart. And if it's legal, make sure you know.
Open barrel faces down.
Yeah, I look down the barrel and I yell into it or something. As I don't know, something like that.
Like you're blowing it.
Yeah, you know, in a firearms aren't something that you can have. You know, all you our UK brothers and sisters over there, they can't have firearms. They're like not letting them even have knives anymore.
I don't know what's going on over there. Like mail in knives they can't get.
Yeah, pretty soon they're going to say, "Stop yelling so loud, people!" When things happen, you can just talk a little bit louder, but don't yell.
That clothing looks like a weapon. Don't wear clothing.
You've got sharp zippers and
everybody needs to be naked so we know what you're carrying.
Yeah, gosh, this is ridiculous. So you can consider some alternate weapons: pepper spray, tasers, baseball bats, always popular. Have you ever seen the tear gas pepper spray gun thing?
Tear gas pepper spray gun.
Yeah. Mm. And so it's basically like a little, like a paintball gun, but the paintballs have tear gas and pepper spray in them.
No way. So is it a specific, you can't use just a regular
You have to get a, yeah, there's, gun? There's guns that you got to get. I have the link right there. You can take a look at it.
Why can't you just make a ball?
I don't know. Maybe you can, but the one I looked at is a salt supply pepper spray gun self-defense kit. So it comes with the pistol. I know. It's all one kit, but you can get it for $350. So
that's not bad. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So it's obviously very non-lethal, but peppery.
Real burny and peppery.
Yeah. You got any more pepper? No, but I got my pepper spray tear gas gun. You want to put that on your fries?
Yeah, my fries look better.
My chili tastes much better now.
One ball.
Yeah.
One French fry.
One of the last things we'll talk about, you know, consider strategic ammo weapons caches around the house.
Yep.
You know, don't keep all your weapons in one spot in the basement.
Your back tree.
Yeah.
Back tree's got a rifle hanging up top.
Hey.
You never know.
You never know. you know, so have...
Kids playhouse have a, a Gatling gun in there.
You know, even just a few strategic places around the house is a good idea, I think, you know, here and there. Everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I got to tell you about some of these freaking crazy stuff that I read, though. These suggestions are insane. One article said, get geese. No joke. It said they're loud and they're mean.
Buttholes at the park.
They really are. But can you imagine? Hey, how you like my new security geese? You know what I mean? Like,
it's like... paint them.
What do you do in the winter when they fly south?
I color them black. They look mean.
Yeah.
It's black geese.
Tactical geese. You know?
Man, that's like, man, I'm going to start a website and start selling geese.
Tactical geese.
Tactical geese.
Yeah, trained for your security. Home security geese.
You don't have to train them at all. These are trained to honk at you.
Match tactical pair. One's a bigger asshole than the other one.
They'll chase you and bite you and honk at you.
Seriously, I was like, what?
They are noisy.
They are.
Things.
Yeah. But beware geese.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, no, let's get out of here.
No. Looters. Yeah, so that one was pretty funny.
Oh, no. A pair.
That geese are really scary. I'm leaving. Another one said, keep thumbtacks handy so you can throw them on the ground when people breach the house. That's some Home Alone shit there. You know, seriously.
Hey, kid, go get your thumbtacks. Throw them out there.
Yeah. Ain't never gonna steal our stuff. Like another one said, spray paint gang signs on the outside of the house.
I should try a gang sign. See how good I can paint one.
And then if there is some sort of a, you know, virus outbreak or something, get the quarantine sign and put it out on the house. Nobody will come in.
Really gross virus in there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So anyways, that's kind of what I have.
That's good. I like it.
What do you think?
No, I think it's really good.
Good. I'm happy.
Have you ever seen the Swiss Family Robinsons, that old Disney movie?
Yeah, when I was little.
Island,
it's been so
long. The pirates attack. And they have like, that's what y'all need to watch. That'll
is
teach
it?
You how to develop, you know, how to
DIY
your
stuff,
perimeter.
Security.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll have to look at that.
They don't have any electricity, but, you know.
Yeah, but it might be
but
a grid down
true.
Scenario.
That might be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. So, let's talk about survival boxes, Cameron.
Let's do. Have you guys heard of survival boxes? They are the only subscription box packed with all of the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters or your next outdoor adventure. There are three different boxes to choose from, so sign up today, right now. Go right now.
Do it.
And start getting survival boxes delivered to your door every
month. Okay, but is there a contract?
No.
But when can I cancel?
Contract. You can cancel whenever you please.
Holy crap, but is there any promo code I can use?
Guess what?
Yes. What? There is?
Casual Preppers.
Oh my gosh.
Use Casual Preppers for 10% off of your first box on any monthly subscription at Survival Boxes.
Wow.
Three boxes to choose from. We told you that.
Yep. You got an answer for everything.
You will love every three.
You really will. And actually right
now.
You
know what? Subscribe to all three.
Yeah, do it.
And really get a taste for it.
Do it. Be a man.
Seriously. Get 10% off.
Take control of your damn life and do it.
Seriously.
All right?
I can't tell you how much I love them.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about them right now, actually. I think it's a good time. We have a brand new survival boxes that we just got today, fresh out the mail right now. So we got the gear only.
Yeah.
Yep. We got the gear only. We're going to talk about it right now.
Right now.
We got the Gear Only XL. Woo!
Ooh, big dog.
This might be the first time we've ever gotten that.
Thank you.
$155 value.
Wow, I believe it.
Yeah. So, $89 for this thing, but it's $155 value.
That is one good value.
It's very valuable. So the first thing is the StanSport Scout two-person backpacking tent, $34.99 value. As you can see, fantastic little tent. It folds up very, very small, and you can put it in your backpack, and you can fit two people in it.
And you can get inside it. Because it's a tent.
It's fantastic.
It is.
Very good. The next thing is the Fix and Zip Gear Zipper 3-pack. So this will save your life if you're out and your zipper breaks. I'm going back.
I need one of these right now.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I have never seen a zipper fixer.
Well, now you
I
have.
Just use safety pins.
Yeah. So that'll fix up your zippers when you're out and you need zipper fixed.
That's exactly what it does.
That's exactly what it does. The next thing is the UST All Weather Survival Tarp, $29.99 value. And I don't care what anyone says.
$99 value.
This is a $29.99 value.
How much do you want to pay for this?
Well, we're talking about the All Weather Survival Tarp. Yeah, so this you can't have enough tarps. I don't care what anyone says.
You can't.
If someone says you can have enough tarps, I want you to not be friends with that person anymore because you can't have enough tarps.
Yeah,
it's
you
a
can
lie.
Have enough tarps. No, you can't. Mm. Done.
We're done. I'm never talking to you again. The next thing is the Coleman Liner Lock Knife, $17.95 value.
Come on down.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on Survival Boxes.
$1, Bob.
That's an asshole move, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's yeah, pretty good. It's knife. A cool little Coleman knife, man. I don't think good. I've ever had a Coleman knife. What are you doing?
Made of rubber.
Does it, you know,
I bit it,
taste,
if you were wondering.
Tastes good. The next thing is the Kershaw Camp 10 knife. This thing, whoa. Seriously. I pulled this out, and I was like,
If you guys like
cold steel. Crown steel. This is survival.
Look at this.
The Camp 10 Kershaw. Kershaw's great. Great knife maker. This thing just feels fantastic
in your
hand. It
looks freaking awesome.
It's a nice little machete slash camp blade dealy whopper.
Wow.
And
what it is. That's a dealy whopper, see?
Well, that's a dealy whopper, see?
That is a sweet knife.
It is a really
good
sweet
weight,
knife.
Good weight, good grip.
Yeah.
Good blade, sharp.
You could chop some zombies with
it's
that sucker.
Kind of like a 14-year-old would customize a gun in Call of Duty.
Or is that like the stuff that's on it? I think that might be.
That's tree sap.
Oh,
it is.
Pre-tree sap. No, that's just the oil. It's the blade oil.
That's why I was like, it looks like a 13-year-old on Call of Duty.
Snakeskin blade.
MP. Yeah.
And then the last thing is the survival knowledge card. As always, it comes with the survival knowledge card.
If you want knowledge, you got a card.
Yeah, so holy crap, survival boxes. Well done. Yeah, that's the stuff there.
Yeah.
I know, dude.
That is cool.
I'm excited about it, and I hope you guys are all excited about it, too, because...
We need to go camping. We have a ton
of
camping
stuff. You guys, I want to see your guys' camping
picks. As soon as I have that baby, I'm going camping.
Yeah.
Honey, this is the time for me to go
camping.
This
is a cute little baby you just had. I'm leaving. Going camping.
We got to do some filming. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'll be
about
back
that.
In 2 months.
Yep.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right. So,
this one off the top of the brain.
This one's right out of the brainy.
Ooh, holy crap.
Because I see it all the time.
Do you?
So, so it's late at night, and you don't want to see discharge coming from a kid's nose. Oh, so, allergic reactions, we actually get a lot of that in. You know, people kind of panic. Oh, kid's having an allergic reaction.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He stops breathing.
No, he's not.
So, you know, most allergic reactions, I mean, by far, the majority can be controlled, you know, with supplies you already have. Mm. Basically, so first of all, when you get an allergic reaction, you know, airway, number one thing, you know, if it's a true anaphylactic reaction, you're going to be in trouble if you don't have, you know, epi, you know, prednisone and everything. Fluid resuscitation, you know, that's a big complex thing. So I'm not talking about the anaphylaxis. If you're at that point, I'm sorry.
So the EpiPens, is that something you can just go buy? Or do you have to get a talked about that? You have to get a prescription.
I was going to look at a price, but right. They're pricey. It's something I want really bad because there's a lot of uses for it. But yeah, I mean, it's a lifesaver for anaphylactic reactions. So, you know, say your kid eats one of your delicious Mountain House food storage that you've never eaten before and they have allergic reaction. You know, if they start having trouble breathing and everything, it's complex or it's super complicated. You need to go to medical school to figure it out.
You got
to
do math and stuff. And, you know,
no, really, basically, you got to control that airway. I mean, nobody's going to be doing a, you know, tracheotomy or cricoidotomy. Basically poking a hole in their throat.
Yeah.
Super scary stuff. And I'm not really talking about that. I'm talking about like your basic reactions to whatever, you know, maybe your tongue feels a little bit tingly, your throat's a little bit, you know, closing off, but not too bad. Mm-hmm. So things like that. That's why I've talked about getting prednisone. You know, prednisone is essential. Antihistamine. So got a little allergic reaction. Hit them with a double dose of, you know, Claritin Zyrtec. Don't worry too much about the dosage. You know, you really can go
hog wild.
We double it up. You know, we'll do, you know, double the dose of Benadryl. I'm not telling you to do this right now. I'm saying SHTF.
Yeah.
So Claritin Zyrtec, we'll do a non-drowsy, and then a little later we'll do a Benadryl. You know, some people are like, oh, that's too much.
Yeah.
You know, Equate says no. But, you know, true, you need to follow directions on the back and not kill yourself. But we do it all the time. So if you're having an emergency, they've stopped breathing, but just basic reactions, you know, hives, that's kind of, I should have said that first. Just hives, you know, they feel like I'm itchy. Give them a double dose. If you have prednisone, get a dose in them of prednisone and then just monitor them. If you have airway management, that's even better because that, you know, just be ready for that. If they stop breathing, try and get their airway managed. This is all super hardcore, I know.
Yeah.
Basically, what I wanted to tell you, the basic reactions for your kids, for your group, for anybody in there, you can double dose the antihistamines, Benadryl or Claritin or Zyrtec.
It's not going to kill
you. It's not going to kill you. And then get a steroid in. That's what we do, management, every time.
Really?
It's like, oh, have you already done Benadryl? Well, do another one. Shut up and get out.
Yeah.
No,
get
we, usually,
my face.
We usually give them prednisone. Yeah. People are super, you know, don't do steroids. But short, quick burst, you don't need to taper or anything. You can do a taper if you want. But most of the time, it's just like, give them a couple of doses of prednisone or methylprednisolone and boom, you're gonna cure those reactions.
So that's a good thing to try to get into your preps.
So the most common thing you're gonna deal with is just a real basic allergic reaction. Don't freak out. You know, you'll know immediately if it's really bad. A severe reaction and airways compromised. But do your best to just, you know, get them calm, get them, you know, whatever may be causing the reaction.
Yeah.
You never will probably figure it out because we never do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, double dose your antihistamines, start them on a prednisone or a steroid, and you're going to be good.
Fantastic.
Be all right. I don't know if that's helpful.
No, super helpful. Like I said, I think it's good to think about getting those things into your preps. You know?
So we've talked about antihistamines. You know, Benadryl, that's a good one. It's first generation. Get a third, get Allegra, Claritin, Zyrtec. They're non drowsy, and then you can use both together. So no problem.
Fantastic.
Nobody die.
That's what we got today, guys. Appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate you guys subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you hit subscribe on your podcast player, whatever it might be.
It makes a big deal.
Yeah. It does.
It keeps us going.
It's a huge deal. Make sure you go subscribe to the YouTube channel as well, both of our YouTube channels, yeah. Casual Preppers Podcast.
Tell your friend.
Basement Nation Outdoors.
Tell your schoolmate.
Yeah.
Tell
everybody
your colleague,
know.
Tell your boss.
You can go listen
tell
together.
Tell your pastor. Tell your bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the Pope.
Hey, Pope.
Tell the President of the United States.
Yeah.
Russia.
Tell Bashar al-Assad over there in Syria. Let them know about it. So, guys, thank you so much, and we will see you next time.